Innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. I'm so excited this evening. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to a great conversation. We have an exciting topic tonight. Looking forward to hearing your soul's expression. We will open up the opportunity, as always, later in the show for questions and comments. Take note of the number 929-477-3860. Press 1 if you're listening on the web. There's a section for comments. Or make use of the chat room. Like us on Facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. I want to thank those of you who have continued to tune in each and every Wednesday night. I just want you to know I appreciate your support. Thank you so much, and I encourage you to continue to listen. We are headed for a change. If you are really ready to make a change, I encourage you to stay tuned for the next few weeks. We are going to go places with our topics. Our topic tonight is your soul's expression. It sounds familiar because it's what I ask when prompting you to call in. I ask you to give us your soul's expression. What I'm saying is, what is the truth about what you think and about what you feel? The soul is your essence. It is your person, not your body. We're going to get into this topic after the break. And I want to encourage you all to invite your friends, share the broadcast if you're on Facebook. And I encourage you to participate tonight. And we're going to come back and we're going to get into this discussion right after the break.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. LAC's Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the truth LA Thies leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.lathiesconsultinggroup.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S consultinggroup.com. Or give us a call at 240-245-0503. Or email us at lathiesleader@gmail.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S leader@gmail.com.
Every day, the world rises, but for those with narcolepsy, sleep at night is challenging, and staying awake during the day is sometimes impossible. Narcolepsy affects 3 million people. Terrifying hallucinations can be confused with reality, and laughter can trigger knee buckle or collapse. Do you rise when the world does, or does your body tell you something else? Talk to a sleep specialist for answers. I'm Julie Fligar, and you're not alone with narcolepsy.
You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee on the EX3 Radio Network. Our topic tonight, ready to get into it, I'm excited. Our topic is your soul's expression. The soul is what makes us unique. It is the embodiment of our will, our mind and or intellect, and our emotions. Or you could say it this way, it is the seat of human personality. The soul is designed to have God personality, and what I mean by that is it is the image and the likeness expressed through your unique form. The image and likeness of God expressed through your unique form, gifts, and talents. what does remain the same or what should remain the same about us is that we should have joy and peace. We should have forgiveness and love toward all of mankind. Fear and worry is not of the image and likeness of God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That is the soul. The soul is your essence. It is your person, I'll say that again, and not your body. The body will do whatever the soul speaks. Whatever you will to do, the body will do it, right or wrong. The body itself has no conscience. Again, it does whatever the soul wants. Your soul speaks. Some of us are aware that deep on the inside, we don't feel whole or complete. We put on our game face, and some of us are good at it, but our soul is longing for change, something different than what it has experienced. It's looking to experience your true self, your unapologetic uniqueness. Until we are true to ourselves, our soul will continue to long for our truth. You don't have to measure up to anyone except your true self. It's your soul's expression. You can't express someone else's soul. So why try to be like or measure ourselves against others? Why let influences outside of ourselves dictate who we should be? You can only be you. Honoring your true self is the highest form of gratitude. It means you love you, and when you truly love you, it projects from your soul to others. Your soul speaks. One thing could be coming out of your mouth and another thing projecting from your soul. Are you honest with yourself? You know, do you find yourself saying things like, I'm so happy, but your soul's expression is that you're always upset, you're always crying and yelling? Do you tell yourself, I'm not looking forward to a relationship, but then you badmouth everyone else's? You say, I don't mind being alone. Oh, here's a good one. I love everybody. But your actions show something quite different, something of a different sort. It's time to do some soul searching. And so here's the question. What is your soul's expression? A lost soul is one who does not know who he or she is and is found searching in all the wrong places for everything outside of themselves, trying to find themselves in plastic surgery, which can, you know, end up being excessive in some cases, and you're still not happy with the results. Trying to find yourselves, and some of us try to find ourselves in sexual relationships or even in the need for someone to love you at the expense of your soul. You feel like, you know, I need something. The problem is, it's not outside of yourself. Your soul is longing for truth. The image and likeness of God or Source. It is where we come from. We live, move, and have our being or our existence in God. And it should be expressed in our will, what we do, our mind, the way we think, and our emotions. You know, what would a man exchange for his soul? Keep in mind your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect. We are a living soul. Why? The breath of life. Our soul should respond to the life force or spirit. But for most of us, we respond to people. what people say, what people are doing. We want to be like everyone else except our true self. And this is where we find a problem, because our true self is in the image and after the likeness of God. So what we should be searching is within ourselves, because that's where the answers are. We have everything that we need within ourselves. It's spoken of it like this way in scriptures. We have all things pertaining to life and godliness. You see, you have what you need on the inside. Sometimes, you know, we've said it lots of times that God is within us. But the truth of the matter is, we are within God. See, the scripture says, the Bible says that it is in the Holy Spirit that we live and move and have our being. It is in the Holy Spirit that we live and move and have our being. And it's also said in Ephesians that God is, that there's one breath, one Lord, one God, and it's in us all and through us all. And so, therefore, God cannot be contained in us. We are contained in God. And so if we are in God, what can harm us? The issue is that we're not aware of this greatness. We're not aware of the true greatness that's within us. We just have this idea that, you know, everything that we need is outside of ourselves. The grass looks greener, as they say, on the other side. But truly, the greatness is in you. You are in greatness already. We just need to become aware of that. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to hear your soul's expression. I want you to call in and express yourself. 929-477-3860. I want to have a conversation with you tonight. I want you to give your soul's expression. And when we come back from the break, we'll take calls and we'll continue with this discussion. Be a part of it. We'll be right back after this.
Compulsive eating affects millions of people worldwide. These are just some of the symptoms. If you feel powerless over food and unable to control the way you eat, you're not alone. Overeaters Anonymous can help. Through shared experience, strength, and hope, we provide an effective program and the support you need to stop compulsive eating. For more information about Overeaters Anonymous or to find a meeting in your area, visit our website at oa.org. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous. Welcome home.
EX3 Radio is looking for new radio show hosts and new radio show formats. If you're interested in hosting or co-hosting your own show and looking for a great platform to share your personality and perspectives, the EX3 Radio Network is the place to be. When you become a part of us, you become family. Email us today at expectedendentertainment@gmail.com for more details. That's expectedendentertainment@gmail.com. Or visit EX3 Radio on Facebook. Excellence speaks for itself. Experience it. EX3 Radio.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with host Lynn Renee. We're going to take some calls. We're going to take our first caller from the last four digits, 0657.
Hi, Sister Lynn Renee. This is Sister Sharon from Boston, Massachusetts. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, Sister. I've been trying to get in, to your phone calls, to your radio station. I'm glad I finally got through. I've been listening to what you're talking about the soul. So I have a question for you. As a Christian, I'm taught that we are a spirit, we live in a body, and we have a soul. So I think in the soul is the seat of your emotions and your mind. And so I'm thinking that, you know, and I understand the soul speaks, but do you think that the soul is really an expression of what you're feeding the most? If you feed your flesh the most, then that's what your soul will say. And if you feed your spirit more, then that's what your soul will say. So your soul is, it's almost like an expression of your inner self, but your inner self depends on whether or not you're saved. You're a Christian because your soul could be saying something else and leading you down the wrong path or the right path.
That's absolutely right. As I was explaining to you earlier, your soul is the seat of your emotions, your intellect, and your will. So whatever you will to do, that is the makeup. That's where your soul will lead you. Your soul encompasses all of these things. So that's the operation of it. But the problem is that your soul was made in the image and act and the likeness of God. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the image and likeness of God is our spirit, but there's only one spirit, and that is the spirit of God. And that's what I was saying when I explained that we really are in God. Because
that's if you're in God. If you're in God, your spirit is God. But there are a lot of spirits out there. There's demonic spirits. I mean, there's a human spirit. There's a demonic spirit, and there's the Holy Spirit. So depending
right,
on what you let into your spirit.
Right. But the spirit that we are made of is in the image. The spirit that man is made of is after the image and likeness of God. Now, yes, we are influenced by other things, but when you know who you are, that's why it's important to know that, and you know that you are in the image and likeness of God, then that is your true self, not all of this other things that we find ourselves involved in.
So in the beginning, right, when we were created in the image of God in the Garden of Eden, and God breathed life, you know, inspiration, he breathed his spirit into Adam. But then once he disobeyed God, and the death that he had was spiritual death, so when Jesus came and we accept him, then we're made in the likeness of him, but not everybody's accepted Jesus. So I understand what you're saying because, you know, you're a pastor's wife and you're clearly a woman of God. But if everybody had God's spirit in them and they just had to recognize that, I believe that there's a lot of spirits out there and they're not always of God. I mean, they couldn't have life if God didn't breathe life into them, but they're not always of God. I mean, that young man who killed those nine people in Charleston, South Carolina, he had a different spirit in him that would allow him to walk into a church, be in a Bible study for an hour, and still follow through and create that havoc, that murder. That's not God.
But here's the thing about that. All of us, that everything that has breath is of God, because that's all there is. There is only one spirit, and the breath that he gave us is the breath of life. That's why we live. That's why we move, but we're supposed to have our existence in him. And so when we don't know that, which is what Jesus came to tell us, he came to awaken us and to tell us that the kingdom of heaven is within you. He says that he came to set the captives free because we weren't of that mind. We weren't of that understanding because of the fall. So this is the whole point of it all, is for us to be aware of the fact that we are in the image and after the likeness of God. Now, if we know that and we start to will our emotions towards that and our intellect and we begin to seek and knock, then we're going to be opened up to the awareness of who we really are. And the problem is that most people are not. So just like, let's drill it down just a little bit, take something a little bit less deep, you know, as this person that just killed any murderer, but just the simplicity of day-to-day life. a lot of us are guilty of this, not of killing someone, but we're guilty of not being aware of some things that are for us in God. We're guilty of letting our emotions run away with us because of what? Because of what we see, that feeds into our thoughts, and we receive those things. But when you know better, you do better. So it's really about being aware.
Okay, but there are people. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm liking this conversation.
Stay
with me for a minute.
It's all about
praise God. So stay with me. For anybody who's ever had anybody addicted in their family, mm-hmm. their will is not strong enough to overcome the addiction. And people who are saved can be still accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they're not delivered. So you can be saved and your spirit has become united with the Holy Spirit, but there's still another step. So your soul is the seat of your will and your emotions and your mind, your intellect.
Right.
But if that, so I understand what you're saying in terms of God breathing life. Amen. Because if he didn't breathe life, we'd all be dead. We wouldn't exist. But then there are people, okay, so take the demoniac in the ruins. He's cutting himself. He's running around naked. He's crazy. He'd rather live amongst dead people, and they'd rather have him live there too. So when Jesus gets off the boat, the demoniac runs to him because he sees the light in him and he sees the salvation. Jesus, who are you? Name the spirit. So he identified spirits and he said, who are you? They said, if you come to torment us before our time, let us go into the pit. They recognized him. Spirit recognized spirit. The bodies all look different. The wills were clearly different because Jesus willed that he would go there. I mean, he was on his way to someplace else, but he went there to deliver this one man, which is awesome because God will, it looks like a detour to us, but in his purpose, he'll stop and he'll step aside, just like he did with the woman with the issue of blood, just like he did
right.
with the demoniac, just like he did when he
okay.
healed.
So
what I'm saying is that when you have somebody whose will is clearly different and it's taken over them, they have another spirit. He had 2,000 spirits. He had legion. So he was created and he was breathing, but he had a different spirit. That wasn't, and he recognized that he was in a bad way, which is why he lived amongst the dead.
But
so isn't it a little bit more than just your soul?
You could say that about anything that's I don't want to say against God, but, okay, sometimes, okay, when you gossip and you backbite and you do a lot of the other things that God has mentioned. That clearly is not the spirit of God.
Right.
So, yes, if you're involved in all of these things, then what's happening is it's not that God's spirit is not going anywhere. That's all that there is. It's us. It's how much we know, how much we feed our soul. So like you said before, if you're feeding your soul negativity, then you're going to follow after negativity. If you're feeding yourself, positive things, you're going to follow after positive things. So the spirit is not changing. God's spirit is all that there is. He is all in all. And so it's really our awareness and our will to, okay, most people when they're, say, addicted or have these, special issues, when they decide that they want this change, it's something that they have to do. And a lot of times they seek God. They go, they become saved, as we say, which, I have a different thought about that. But they become saved. And when they do that and they start getting fed the positive word of God, that's when their will changes. They will to get free. They begin to deal with their emotions. They begin to deal with themselves, and a change comes about as a result of that. So, yes, you're right when you say that, if we will to do good, we do good. If we will to do bad, then that's what we're going to do. But nothing has changed about God. He's what?
So
the same.
So you're saying
forever.
That God, So you're saying that there's no such thing as a person being pure evil?
A pure evil?
Yeah, like are you saying that God is still in them?
I'm saying, but there, God is not in them. We are in God. And the problem is the separation comes in because we're not aware of that. Or even if we left it the way a lot of people think of it as the spirit of God being in us. Say that. Say you look at it that way. Even if the spirit of God is in us, even for some Christians that are doing okay, you know, but we still have some issues, God is still in us. It's not that he's not there anymore because you know, we're having some issues. And we know that he's there because people can testify for themselves that, you know, you shouldn't have been in a certain place or shouldn't have been doing a certain thing, but God was still there. So
you're saying God is everywhere, even if you're not in your right position.
Correct. God is not going anywhere. He can't go anywhere. Where is he going to go? He's all in all. It is spirit. It is let everything that has breath. Look at it like this. You know he's there because you and I can have a function in our body that causes us to not to be able to inhale and exhale. That's the function that allows us to receive breath. So when we're no longer here, life is still here. The breath of life is not going anywhere. We're just not partaking of it anymore. And that's a different subject matter, too, because I have some things to say about that, but that's another topic. But
well, Go ahead.
I get what you're saying.
I remember when I first got saved, I wasn't in a church or anything. I was nowhere near that. But I remember the scripture that sticks with me is when Jesus says, I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to the elder, one of the elders at my church to understand that as a new Christian, he explained to me about the fish and why the figure of the fish is so impactful and important because the fish is in the water. And the water's in the fish, and that's what gives it life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I think that there's some people that are living like amphibians. Sometimes they're in the water, and sometimes they're trying to survive on the land. And so, you know,
some people would say, you know, about the church.
Right. I don't know. I think a lot of people say that they're saved, and we make it easy, you know, to say this confession, and then you're saved. And then, you know a tree from its fruit, and so you know it from its root. And some people are not producing fruit, so you don't know what kind of tree it is. But they still say they're Christians and they're saved.
But see, here's the problem. It looks like what we're trying to say. It sounds like you know what we're trying to say is, listen, when God finished man and all that he had made, he said one thing. He looked at it all. He didn't say there was a problem. If he knows the beginning from the end, when he looked at it all, he said, it is good and it is finished. And this is the point that Jesus is trying to make.
But he didn't say it was good at the same time it was finished. There was a whole lot of stuff between when he said it's good, and then there was Old Testament and the New Testament when he said it's finished.
But Jesus' whole ministry was to get us to become aware. To set us free. But
His ministry was to reconcile and to bring us back to him because we had erred away.
But here's the thing. God has already done all that God's going to do in that he created. And when
that's
he created, he finished it. It's done. And that's the whole point. You know, we're trying to save to me does not mean what does save mean to you? Because to me it means to be whole and to be complete, wanting nothing. If you look that word up in the concordance under the Hebrew language, that word save means to be whole and to be complete. And if we're not whole and we're not complete, then our soul is not well. We still have some work to do. And unless you're complete and you are a whole, then you're, you know, if you want to say saved, we're not really saved yet. We are You know, we are working out our salvation. We are working out that place where we are trying to come to the place where we are whole and we are complete and we are not wanting for anything. There is no lack in us. When we come to this understanding, that's when things change. And until you do that, you're going to be struggling with issues, one issue after another, up today, down tomorrow. All, you know, that's the way it is.
I mean, I can only tell you what I was taught and what I've experienced, right? So I was told that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, recognize that he's the only true begotten Son of God, that he died for our sins, he rose again. We accept him, and we repent. And so we accept him, we repent, we accept his will, we accept his spirit. And so that makes you saved. That's just saved. But being saved and delivered is different.
Okay, and we do all of that, and what? We still have issues.
Because that's deliverance. To me, that's deliverance. That's because the thief couldn't come down off the cross when Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." He couldn't get baptized.
Okay. Well, what we can do, because we do have another caller on the line, and I want to talk some more with you, and I think we can get together and do that. But so thankful for you calling in and opening up this discussion, because I'm sure that people have the same questions that you have, and I'm happy that you called in and were able to get this discussion started. But for the sake of time and for the sake of letting others come in, I'm sorry that I'm going to have to take this next call.
No, that's fine. God bless you. It's been a pleasure, and I'll be tuning in from now on.
Yes, ma'am. And listen, you know, you can always put some questions out there on Facebook, and I'll get back to you, you know, or you know, whatever. I think we can get together and talk about it as much as you like. I'm not trying to cut you short, you know, because I respect everyone's opinion. And what everyone thinks, your soul speaks and has an expression and is worthy of whatever it has to say, right? You know, whether I agree with it or not. So thank you so much, Sharon, for calling in, and I look forward to your continued support on the show.
Bless you.
Bless you, too. We have another comment, and this comment is going to be from Mr. Hudis Means, if you want to place your comment before we take the next call.
Hello, world. What I'd like to say, just speaking on Sister Hinton's comment about being saved, once you get saved, when you first say that confession, that is just the first step that you take in a long series of steps that has to be taken to your true salvation. Just confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus died for us and was rose from the dead and was resurrected, that is step number one in a long process. It's just like the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's a key word there, hearing and hearing and hearing. So there are steps upon steps upon steps that you have to take. Once you just say that I'm saved, you're not finished. It's just the beginning.
Very good comment. Thank you, Mr. Means. Let's see if we have caller 08 with extension 0827 on the line. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Do we still have
hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Yvette. I'm calling from NE. Well, I just want to touch on my soul. And my soul, I connect it with feelings, thoughts, and action. Now, I speak on that because I am a cigarette smoker. And I have been smoking for over 30 years. Now, when it comes to those thoughts, you play games with yourself, and you're not keeping it real. So because I do believe in God, and I do believe his word. 20 years ago, I used to say, God, please help me with these cigarettes. I want to stop. And when I say that, I go to my pack and peel out one. Now, who am I kidding? So after so many years of saying, God, help me, I finally had, now I already know, God already know I'm being full of crap. I already know that. But in my actions, I'm like, this, I'm going to do this. So finally, one day, I prayed, and I was honest. And I said, you know what, God, I enjoy smoking these cigarettes. And until I am ready to really come to you and ask for your help, I'm not going to mention no more about you helping me out. Now, when I did that, I felt a big relief. So what I'm saying with this, a lot of people who walks around with these feelings, thought, and action, and like you brought up in your introduction, a lot of times they still walking around, like you said, oh, yeah, I'm happy, I feel good. But on the flip side of that, they are very miserable, Lynn. And because of that, they're not keeping it real. We have a lot of counterfeiters that is walking around today. And this is why it's so much controversy out here. So I just wanted to bring to you, if people are soul searching, and if you're really feeling miserable and unhappy and all of that, that is because you're not keeping it real. Keep it real, because the Father already knows his children. So you don't even have to fake with him. But it's all about your inner self. Mm-hmm. So that's all I just wanted to express, Lynn.
Well, thank you so much for that comment. And you're absolutely right. We have to be honest with ourselves because, you know, we're not fooling anybody. The Bible says that we deceive our own self. We're not deceiving other people. We are deceiving our own self. So, yes, keeping it real, being true to ourselves, is definitely a must in order to move forward. So I thank you
now
so much.
I also want to throw a scripture out there because this scripture has saved me so many times throughout my walk. People, if you are having confliction with your thoughts, action, and feelings, please go to Romans 8:5. And Paul gives a good illustration on the confliction of the mind and the flesh. So I want to share that. But start with 7 so you can really get a good feel on where Paul is coming from, because it can be very confusing when you just scan just that one verse. So start at 7 and take yourself over to 8, and you'll be surprised at how Paul breaks it down with that mind and flesh, because that's really what the soul is about, your mind and your flesh and how we react to certain things and so on and so on. So that's about it, Lynn. I want to thank you so much for this topic because people need some time to hear certain things, because although we walk about and we have all these different visions and feelings and all of this in our mind, and we think one way until a topic is brought up, other people might help with that. So,
absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your calling in, and I look forward to future calls from you, Miss Yvette.
Yes, now, okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And listen, I want to thank all of the participants, all of you that are calling in. We still have time for a few more comments. If you want to call in and make a comment, you can call us 929-477-3860. And I want to thank those that called in because this is what it's all about. We all have something to say. And it's about us moving forward, and it's about us helping each other. So you may have something that's going to bless someone. You know, someone may feel the same way that you feel, and may not feel the same way that I feel. So, you know, you get a feel for, you know, what's going on, and you get to participate and to encourage others. It's about us all encouraging each other. So everyone's expression to me is important. So feel free to call in as we just continue on with the topic. As I see new callers, I will take your call. Awesome. I love this topic. So it's important to do what we need to do so that our soul is well. As line our thinking up for a positive outcome, meaning that we think clearly, we will to do what's right, we're not led about by negative emotions. Feed your soul a healthy diet and give it exercise. Feed your soul lots of positivity, good books. The Bible is certainly the best, one of the best. Good conversation, positive affirmation. All of these things are good for the soul. Exercise for the soul, prayer, meditation. For those of faith, read your Bible, and those that are not sure about the Bible, read the words that are said to be from Jesus. His words transcend religion. Any other ideas on how we can feed our souls, call us, 929-477-3860. You have any comments about how we can feed our souls, how we can line our souls up to be what we're supposed to be, to will to do the right thing, to will to walk after the image and likeness of God. There's a scripture that says, walk after the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the things of the flesh. If you walk after the Spirit, which is the things of God, then you won't fulfill the things of the flesh, the ego. Our souls should emanate or project God's image and likeness. There's another scripture that says, let your light so shine that when men see you, they will see your good works, they will glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Now, you know, I know that we're all different. There are different religions, but there are some things that are just the same no matter what religion you are, and that's love, kindness, gentleness, joy, peace, long-suffering, what we call in Christianity the fruit of the Spirit. The scripture that says, let your light so shine that men would see your good works and glorify the Father, that scripture, let your light so shine, the word so, S-O, simple word, but that word means after this manner. So what it's saying is, let your light so shine, meaning shine in a way that's in God's image and likeness. Shine after that which is good. Let it shine in a way that when people see you, they recognize the goodness. They feel the love. They see the joy. And your soul has to be in that place where we are willing to do. We are healthy in our emotions in order for this to happen. If you don't feel in charge of your world, which you have dominion over, and you're running here and there trying to fit into the ideas of others, you know, feeling like everyone else is good enough and you're not, if you're trying to fit in just so that you not, you know, you don't show your uniqueness, like you're not special, you are special. It's the way God made you. You know, if you're fearful with no reason to be fearful, then there's work to be done. It's time to put our faith into action. Those of us that confess Christianity, faith without works is dead, like the sister Yvette just said. She said she got tired of just saying, God help me. But she didn't have any action behind it to help to stop. And so until she decides to put that action into the situation, she knows that nothing's going to happen differently. So you have to put your faith into action. I know, you know, a lot of people use that word faith as if you can just believe and it's going to be that way. But the part that's missing about that faith is you have to put what you believe into action. There has to be some action behind it in order to cause whatever it is that you believe to become realized. Faith without works is dead. So let's start with the will to elevate our state of mind, the way that we think. Because as a man thinks he is he. So it is, whatever we think, which has to do with our soul. What is your soul's expression? That's what we have to take a look at. That's what we've been looking at tonight. Your comments are still welcome. 929-477-3860. Press 1. Give us your soul's expression. Tell us how you really feel, what you really have to say. And don't be afraid to recognize, to accept that you are of God's image and after his likeness. And so there really isn't anything that we can't do. If our mind is in the right place, if our emotions are in the right place, there's nothing that we can't do. There's a scripture that says there's nothing with God, all things are possible. We've got to come to that place where we recognize that God is truly on the inside and through us, and we are in him is what I actually want to say. I've been saying so long that because that's the way I was taught, that, you know, that God is in us. But we are in him because it is in the Holy Spirit. It's in God that we live and move and have our existence or our being. And so if we know that, what is there that we cannot do? All of what God is available to us. The Bible says that all knowledge comes from him. So we have everything that we need. We have all knowledge. We have all power available to us. Because this is what we exist in. But as long as we don't know this, then we can't take full advantage of it. We're going to take a quick break and take this opportunity to call in, and we will come right back after this message.
How am I ever going to finish this book? First, there's writer's block. Then there never seems to be enough time in my day to work on it, and then I don't know how to put my thoughts together. What do I do? I know. Call EX3 Books. They specialize in helping writers go from concepts to published books. EX3 Books team helps with outlining, editing, marketing, and so much more. No time like the present. Let's see. www.ex3ent.com. Yeah, www.ex3ent.com. Let me get this information so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a published author. You should too.
About 30% of abused and neglected children will later abuse their own children, continuing the intergenerational cycle of child abuse. But we can reduce that percentage by directing these victims to organizations that deal with the emotional effects of abuse. Every case matters. Brought to you by the staff at beyondthevoice.org.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee on EX3 Radio Network. We have had an awesome time tonight. I just want to go over just a few things that we discussed, talking about our soul, which is our will, our emotions, and our intellect. We are our soul. Our soul is our person, our personality, and it is not this body. We talked about the body will do whatever you tell it to do, whatever you will it to do. It will feel, you know, your feelings and come with your soul, and they can be expressed through your body. But it's really all about your soul. We have to get our souls in order. We have to get our souls lined up with who we are. And we are in the image and after the likeness of God. And I know I've said that a few times tonight, but I want it to sink in. I want us to really start receiving who we really are. And when we receive who we really are and what we really are, then we can begin to live out what we are aware of. If we're not really believing that we are in the image and after the likeness of God, if we're not believing that all that God is available to us because we are in Him, when you know that, you can be full of confidence. You can be strong in Him. Listen to, here we go again, in God. That scripture says strong in God and in the power of His might, because all things belong to Him. And that includes, you know, and that actually is because it's one spirit. It's all Him. He is all in all. And we are in that place. We are in Him. So, listen, take hold of His image and that you are in His image and likeness. And no one is any more special than you are. We have all been given gifts and abilities and talents, but we are, which makes us unique. That is what's unique about us. But one thing that does that remains the same is that there is one spirit and that we all live from one breath. So we can't be any better than the next person. We are all the same. I don't care where you come from. If you are a human being, we are all the same. The only thing that makes us different is that the uniqueness of what He has given us as individuals in our gifts, talent, and ability. We all want to be loved. We all want to feel loved. We all want to be happy. We all want to feel and be empowered, be strong. This is universal. This is not indicative of just Christians. You know, and I know that we all have our faith, you know, our different belief systems, you know, denominations, and so forth and on, you know, the Hindus, the Muslims, the, you know, we all have a belief system. And we and one thing that we have to realize, to me, even as Christians, is just like we believe, they believe too. They are just as sincere about God. They are just as sincere about the things that they believe. And we have to come to a place where, you know, we are respectful of the differences that we have in terms of our belief system. Because even in our belief system, there are just things that remain the same. And those things are, there's one breath, love, joy, peace, meekness, kindness. All of these things are universal, no matter what religion you are. The thing about religion is it starts to make up its own structure. And that's where a lot of the differences come in at. But there are some main things that will help us to lead a healthy life that don't change, that remain the same, that are essential, that we can't do without in order to move forward, in order to move into higher consciousness, in order to become more aware. These things, these particulars don't change no matter what faith you consider yourself to be of. And so I just want to say that I've truly enjoyed being with you tonight, and I want you to continue to be a part of the next few weeks because, you know, I want us to travel. I want us to go someplace. It's time for change. And I know that there has to be many of us that are looking for change. It's time to move to that next place in space. You know, you can get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And sometimes, we just need to make a move, you know, bust a move. And so join in for these next few weeks because we're going to have some awesome topics, some topics that make you go, some topics that get that mind reeling and cause us to become closer, more aware. Because that's the whole key, is to become aware. We can be conscious but not aware. We can be conscious of the fact that, you know, we can, we're in a room, say, or just outside. But we're not aware of all that's really out there. You know, we would need some special tools to see what we're really standing in the midst of. And that's how it is with us becoming more aware of God. We've heard of God. We've even had some experiences. But there's a whole lot more that's available to us. We just need to become aware. And that's what we want to do going forward in the next few weeks, is just to have some topics that's going to bring us to more awareness of who we are in God. And so with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up for today, this evening. I've enjoyed you tremendously, and I want to thank you for tuning in. We're working on change. We're working on shift, and I really believe that it'll happen. It's time for it. Join us tonight. Tune in tonight, I should say, to ex3radio.com. And there at 10 p.m. will be the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. And he's going to have an interesting topic tonight called Finishing 2015 Strong in Your Business and Your Personal Life. And his guests will be Catherine Waddell and Celeste Duckworth. So that's 10 p.m., ex3radio.com. And that is the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. And I want to thank you again. And as I always say, it's your world. Create something good. Have a good night.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.